As Scorianza's partner, Ty Siddharth, sits next to her, she describes that moment when the landslide hit. It carried her and her son 600 feet from where their home once stood.
Ty had just given us a big family hug, and he was going into Darrington to the hardware store. Duke and I were watching YouTube videos in our kitchen, and I heard what sounded like a truck off a rumble strip. And then it continued, and I thought, oh, maybe it's an earthquake. And the light started to blink, and then I looked out our side door, and I didn't see anything. Sorry. And then I looked out our front door, and it was like a movie. Houses were exploding, and the next thing I remember, well, the next thing I see is our neighbor's chimney coming into our front door. And I turned and I held Duke, and I did not let him go. It was super fast, but it felt like forever. But when we finally stopped moving, I noticed that the couch had been broken around us, and then our lazy boy had been broken around us, so we were in like this little like cushioned pocket. There was a pillow by us, and I found a hole, and I tried to get him. I figured if I put the pillow outside of this hole and put Duke on it, that if I didn't make it, that they would find him. But I couldn't move him because my arm was too broke to move it. So I just sat there with him and waited. And then I started to hear sirens. Oh my God. Most amazing sound I've ever heard.
Scorion says 5 or 6 guys helped her get out. They used 2 chainsaws to cut into the couch and Lazy Boy. She says now that her legs, face, her arm is healing, the emotional pain is worse than the physical. She and her partner Ty plan to take a trip soon to personally thank some of the rescuers. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.